everybody. I'm Charlie Stowe, and I'm going to be talking about the Everglades and the wetlands and the swamps. I'm also here with my dad.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
I'm pretty excited. This is my first podcast.
Same here.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we should kill it then. We should be doing just great. So, I saw you've been working really hard on this.
Yeah.
This project on the ecosystem. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the wetlands in the Everglades. What's the first thing that we were talking about? I know you were dealing with the abiotic factors, right?
Yeah, let's start with that.
That's a great idea. All right, so first off, I have no idea what an abiotic factor is. Why don't you tell me what they are?
Abiotic factor is anything that, like, isn't living.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are some examples in the Everglades?
Usually they would be the climate, the temperature, the amount of water and sunlight, soil, and since they're in Florida, it would be hurricanes.
Oh yeah, yeah. Every time in the news, we see that hurricanes are going through Florida. So that brings us to, what were you going to say? You were going to talk about the weather down there, right?
Yes.
Have their seasons?
Yeah.
So what are they?
There's actually names. They are wet season and the dry season.
Pretty original.
The wet season is through spring and summer, and the dry season is fall through winter.
Yeah, right. So in the summer, I'm imagining in the middle of Florida, it's probably pretty hot.
Yes.
What do you think the temperatures are?
Well, it's kind of cold, but not too hot. It's actually...
In the summer?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Summer's the wet season, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You said it was like, I remember you saying it was in the 90s.
90s, yes.
That's disgusting.
Yes.
And humid. What else happens during the wet season?
You guessed it. Lots of rain.
Lots of rain.
They get 60 inches.
That is crazy amount of rain. Okay, so you're telling me if I'm going to visit, I should go during the dry season. What happens then?
The temperatures are in the low 50s and the high 70s. But during the dry season, they only get about one quarter of the yearly rainfall in the dry season.
Oh, well, that sounds a lot more pleasant.
Yes.
Sounds a lot more pleasant. Okay, so that was some of the abiotic factors. We didn't really talk about hurricanes because... Yeah, okay. I don't know what that meant. Let's talk about... Let's see. So we had abiotic. What's the next thing that we should be talking about then?
Biotic.
Okay, so if an abiotic factor was what?
Not living.
So the biotic must be what?
Living. Anything is living.
Anything that is living, huh? Okay. So let me hear some examples of biotic factors.
On the guidance questions, it says to do 17.
Okay.
I'm not really going to do those.
That's good, because we'll be here all day.
Yeah.
So give me the big ones here. What are some cool ones? Like, the average person goes down to the Everglades. What are some biotic factors they'd probably see?
Raccoons.
Mm-hmm.
They would see, well, obviously trees. The cypress tree and the orchid tree.
Yeah, the orchid. Yeah.
Orchid. And... frogs.
Mm-hmm.
They would see snails. Obviously, grass.
Right.
Sometimes
possums.
Possums, not
yeah.
Possums.
But we could see them here too.
Yeah.
If I go down there, though, what's the main thing I want to see? You know me.
A white-tailed deer.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
You go hunting.
I do, but I'd like to see a long, green. Full of teeth.
American alligator.
Alligator. That's
You'll
what
die.
I want to see.
You'll die.
I'll die?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. They have white-tailed deer down there, huh?
Yeah.
I'd be afraid of getting eaten by an alligator, though. So, with all these animals, what was the first thing we were going to talk about? Looking at our script here. First thing was predator-prey.
Yes.
So, if I go down there, and I'm getting chased by an alligator, I am the what?
You are the prey.
Right? And the alligator becomes the predator.
Yes.
But what are some other natural predator prey that we would see down there?
The American alligator, but they eat a lot of things. They eat mammals, which us.
Right.
They eat lots of big fish.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, there's some good fishing down there too.
Yeah, and some turtles. They eat turtles.
Yeah. How about this other one I see? About up at the don't they have, like, I know there's been in the news where people get these snakes for their pets.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, this pet snake is 15 feet long, I can't feed it anymore. And these people just drop it off in the middle of the Everglades. Even though they don't really belong there, it's a really good environment for them. So then
it would be the Burmese python.
Yep. That's become an invasive species there. Meaning they don't belong there, but it's a perfect environment for them, and they don't have any real natural enemies. So these things are growing like 25 feet, and then they sneak out of the Everglades and go into some poor old lady's trailer. Squeeze her dog.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's not fun. Okay, sorry, I went off on a rant there. We're gonna be okay. Next, so we just did predator prey. What's the next one?
Commensalism, paratism, and mutualism.
All right, what happens during commensalism?
The oysters and the mangrove tree.
Mm-hmm. But what happens with a commensalism? Like, what's that relationship? Do they both benefit? Or does one benefit and the other has no bearing, right? The other, I think I remember reading that.
One benefits and the other one doesn't.
Isn't affected, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay, so how is this oyster and the mangrove tree?
The oyster takes the shelter and the mangrove trees, but they're both not helped, nor the mangrove tree isn't helped or harmed.
Right.
By
it's
the
just,
oysters.
It's just got these things living on them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's kind of cool. And then mutualism is what?
They both benefit.
Right. Okay. Did you have any examples of any mutualism in there?
Yeah.
All right.
Are the alligators. They dig holes during the dry season, and it brings up groundwater.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. So they're both benefited.
Right. Animals get water out of the deal. Here's another one that I like, is when those alligators just lay on the banks of the swamp or the wetlands, and they open their mouth and those silly birds like crawl in their mouth and eat the crap out of their teeth.
Yeah.
Teeth, they get a nice tooth cleaning, and the bird gets a free meal of tooth gunk.
And the alligator isn't harmed.
Yeah. He's helped. He's got clean teeth.
Yeah.
Right. And then parasites. What's parasitism?
The one is helped and one isn't helped.
More than that.
Harmed.
Yeah, harmed, right. Okay, so what was an example of parasites that we talked about or you looked at?
The leeches, they like latch on to like the mammals and suck the blood like a vampire.
It's disgusting.
It is.
You didn't see the movie, but there's a movie called Stand By Me.
No, I haven't.
Where the boys all go swimming. And they go swimming in this pond, and they all end up with leeches all over them. Really disgusting.
That is disgusting.
It's like one of the cooler parts. Your teacher probably remembers that part of the movie.
Okay.
You could ask her about it. Okay. Let's take a break as we turn the page, and we'll start looking at what?
The positive impacts.
Of who?
The humans.
On the
Everglades.
Perfect. All right. We're getting here. See, we're good at this.
First podcast is doing okay.
Doing all right. All right. So, positive impact of humans. All right. So, lay it on me here. We'll do the good news first, then the bad news, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I saw this on a website. It was a .gov.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Well, got to keep it... keep your sources credible.
Yes.
Okay.
they don't litter as much because there's so many trash cans in, like, the Everglades. And so, but the animals could, like, get stuck and get harmed.
So you got to make sure that your garbage cans are getting checked.
Yeah.
Okay. Another one is...
They don't hunt as much.
Yeah, they set up limits for hunting, don't they?
Like, yeah.
There's hunting seasons.
Yeah.
And then you're only allowed to take, like, one animal.
One or two.
Do you know what it's called if they go hunting without a license?
Hunting tag.
No, but what happens if somebody is, like, hunting illegally? You ever heard of that?
No.
Called poaching. And if you're a game warden down there, you drive around on one of your cool boats and you try to stop poachers. And you arrest them. It does sound like fun. Protecting, you know?
Yeah.
Serving the law of nature. Mm. That sounded good on the podcast. All right, now let's get to the bad news.
They don't hunt the alligators as much.
Well, no. Okay.
So
that was a positive, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about the negative impact that humans do, the bad news. Well, we fixed it.
Yeah.
They fixed it. But what used to be one of the negatives?
They hunt too many alligators.
Right.
And that, like, affects some of the animals in the...
Sure. What happens if all the alligators are gone?
Some of the prey get too large and the food web gets out of control.
Right. Right. Okay. And so they've done a good job of, like, fixing that.
Yes.
What was another negative impact?
Pollution.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what kind of pollution?
Like, driving when dust gets all over and pollutes the animals.
Yeah. Also, I think when they had I think it was like 7 or 8 years ago, they had a huge oil spill out in the Gulf of Mexico, and even some of that oil ended up in the wetlands too. So that's not good.
That's not good at all.
What else we got to do on this here?
You could, like, there's one question where the solutions solve the
impact. We kind of went through that though, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. What are some factors that influence population of your ecosystem? All right.
Yeah.
Charlie, I think you did a pretty darn good job on this guy.
I think I did too.
Yeah. Pretty successful little podcast here.
Yeah.
Pretty successful little podcast. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I feel good about it.
I feel good about our first podcast.
All right. Charlie, excellent work.
You too.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Gave me some time to really talk. About the Everglades.
It's fun.
Okay. Signing off, right?
Yep.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.